This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ocasio-Cortez? That chick is what we call a hot ghetto mess. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. My producers are bringing up Ocasio-Cortez. I'm like, what? What do you want to bring her up for? We got to talk about it because she's crazy. She's cray-cray. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You know what I really like about my show? Because there are white folks out there who are older. Let's admit it. You know, you're an older audience for the most part, but you listen to me, and you learn a little bit about some black culture. Be honest. See, even the fact that I raise my voice like that, that's a black thing. It's rare that white people are very staid. No matter what are you doing in bed with my best friend? Honey, you've been gone. I know, but, and Chuck, you, Bill, you know, it's like, you know, they're sitting around a campfire. You know, black people come in, what? Oh, no, you did. Oh, you know, we get crazy. Yeah, we get crazy. There are people out there going, is this real radio? Is this like, you know, one of these, you know, those old shows back in the day when they would, the Martians have landed and they're going after the women and the children. Gay, hydro women and children. You know, it's one of those. No, this is real radio. Non-politically correct. Not the kind of radio where, unfortunately for this black man, I can't get fired from this show because it's my show and Fox has no control over it. The bimbos who run it, who run Fox, that's what I'm calling them because, you know what? They've gotten on my nerves. They've gotten on my nerves. I'm not going to go into detail, but they have. So all I can say is you're listening to the right stuff. And so, yes, Ocasio-Cortez is a hot ghetto mess. You know, what's she, Alexandria from the block, trying to be all, I'm just the average girl. She grew up kind of rich, you know, I mean, by most people's standards, kind of rich. But she went, I'm from the Bronx. I'm like a Puerto Rican. It's the Boricua. Woohoo. No, she's not. She's not. She was Silver Spoon girl for the most part. Yeah. Vicious liar is what she is, just like all these other leftists. I'm not going to do what? You want me to sugarcoat it? What? You want me to sugarcoat it for you white people? Not sugarcoating anything. I'm going to tell you the way it is. And you, I know y'all are afraid. Kevin, we can't say anything. She's Latina. She's Puerto Rican. Y'all say, she's Puerto Rican. I don't care what she is. She's nuttier than squirrel turds. And anybody that's taking this chick seriously should have their heads examined. Yes. Spike Lee, he's in multiple pictures with pre-President Trump. But at the Oscars, I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. I never will. But I saw where he blamed Trump. Blame Trump for what? Please, Spike, tell a brother. I want to know. What is it that's, I really want to know. What is it about pre-Trump, pre-President Trump versus post-President Trump that set him off? Kevin, he's totally racist. What? Do I really need to give you the history lesson of Trump with black folks? How far do you want to go? We could go back a week and I could tell you what Trump did that was more than Barack Obama did. The fact that Donald Trump doesn't placate to black folks, doesn't fall for the woe is me, swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride nonsense is enough. If he only did that, if he said, you know what, black people, I'm ignoring you completely. Yeah, I'm going to be the best ignore. I'm not going to listen to black folks. I'm going to be good at it. I'm going to be great at it. I'm great at ignoring black people. If he just said that, it would be enough to get black people. He's ignoring. Don't. Congressional Black Caucus, you better go talk to him. Because you know what? They don't even want to talk to the president of the United States. He ain't my president. He is not my president. That Donald Trump, he is a mean son of a gun. He is a racist to his rotten core. And I'm going to do everything within my power to impeach him. Yeah.
You got Al Green.
Donald Trump, he's a racist. Donald Trump, he's a racist. He needs to put articles of impeachment against him, and he's a racist. He's just totally racist. And, no, I'm sounding like Ali. He's a racist, and I'd love to get him in the ring, and I'll beat him. I'll rope-a-dope him. I'll beat him up. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll knock him out like I did Sonny Liston.
That wasn't a very good Ali, but do you guys even know who Muhammad Ali is? Seriously, you know? Okay, just curious. Not you. White people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know y'all know.
Yep, yep.
He's that radical black man.
Yep.
Anyway, Jussie Smollett lied about Trump supporters. What I'm telling you folks is Democrats are liars. They lie about walls. They tell, a wall ain't going to protect nothing. What? You think you're doing with a wall? I tell you what, why do your houses have walls? Why don't you just have interior walls and then you let everybody have access to the outside? Because here's what I know about a wall, and I know about a roof, and I know about a gate, a fence, whatever. It protects you from the elements, and it protects you from the elements. And I'm talking about whether it's people elements, animal elements, or the natural elements. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, you know what I'm saying?
But they're close. Walls don't do nothing. Then they'll tell you, the Russian collusion. There's Russian collusion. Oh, the report's out. There's no Russian collusion. Well, that doesn't mean that there's no Russian collusion. Just because there's a report that came out written by a guy that is a Democrat fixer, and he hires a bunch of Hillary Clinton supporters that hate Trump, just because they come out and say there's no collusion, that don't mean there ain't no collusion. What is you, ignorant?
Wow. Woo. Man, gotta take a breath. They lie about their heritage.
I'm full Chief Cherokee, Elizabeth Warren.
I'm black. My name is Raisa Dolezal. Yeah, and by the way, black white people passing for black, like Benjamin Jealous, used to run the NAACP. John Conyers, I've asked him, look at John Conyers and tell me that's a Negro. John Conyers is less Negro than Carol Burnett. Y'all know who Carol Burnett is? I know y'all know, white audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know y'all know. I'm not talking to y'all right now. I'm talking to these producers. Yeah. John Conyers got that good hair. That's what we say in the black community. He got that good hair. That good wavy hair. And he's light skinned. You know, now he got a bit of a Negro dialect, but, you know, he's raised around some brothers. I'm not going to lie about that. He got some black in him. Don't misunderstand me. But he's mostly white. They lie about their useless legislation. We need to pass anti-lynching laws. For what? When's the last time a Negro was lynched? I know the last time a white boy got lynched. His name was Brett Kavanaugh. They lie to pass dangerous legislation. Oh, no, we have to let the Hispanics come into the sanctuary cities. They get mad if you talk about boys dominating girls in sports and beauty pageants. If you bring it up, you're transphobic. Liars.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I just ran through a litany of lies by these leftist Democrats. Liars to their core, to their rotten core. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. And let me tell you something. Some sweetness is about to happen. Sweet! Y'all like Lil Sweet. I swear, I love Lil Sweet. If y'all know who I'm talking about, he's a little dude that dresses in purple and he does the Diet Dr. Pepper commercials. He's like Prince. They actually started putting his name in the commercial because I think people thought it was Prince. Like, Prince didn't die. He's Lil Sweet. Then he'll come on. Sweet! Diet Dr. Pepper. Diet Dr. Pepper, baby. I love those commercials. God, Lil Sweet. And what's funny, I can understand if white people don't get that commercial. I do. I understand it. Because that little sweet character is like a montage of all things craziness in the black culture. You're growing up. He's part pimp. He's part entertainer. He's part actor. You know, he's all these archetypes rolled into one. And that's why I see him, and it just makes me, I just literally smile inside when I see Lil Sweet. Sweet! Oh, man. Certain things will tickle me that I know the audience is going up. Who's this guy? What kind of show is this? I don't get it. Hey, that's okay. Hey, but here's the deal. Here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about your DNA. Yeah. The thing that makes you who you are. Yeah. They want a national database of DNA. They want that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We might be bringing on a sponsor. Let me tell you what happened. My group, Genesis Communications, they sent me a packet. Kevin, we got a potential sponsor going to send you out a packet. And they sent me out a packet of stuff. It was chemicals. It was a silver nitrate. It was some silver solution that you drink, you know, like you take as an elixir. And I'm going to tell you. So occasionally I'll get a mouth sore. I've had them since I was a kid. And they hurt like heck. I'm not lying. Oh, my God. When I get one, you can actually tell when I have one because sometimes when I'm talking, I feel like more mumble. That's when I got one. And they hurt like you wouldn't believe. So I used to take these silver nitrate sticks. And you put them on where the little canker sore is, and it would cauterize. I know this is kind of gross, but I'm telling you the truth. It cauterizes it, and it heals a lot faster. Because if you don't, it just grows and grows and grows, and it takes like 2 months for these stupid things to go away. Because it becomes a monster in your mouth. So, and one, I got a buddy, he gets them. It's like a chemistry in your body for a few people, but I'm one of them. So anyway, I get these things. And I don't get them very often, but when I do, I dread it because I know I got 2 months of AT double crooked socks. They sent me this silver stuff, whatever it is. I don't even know the name of it yet. And it must have been fortuitous because I was like, okay, I'm reading all about it. And they said, Kevin, if you like this, you can endorse it, and then, you know, it'll be one of your sponsors. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to check it out. So I've been checking it out for the better part of 2.5-3 months. I had one of those beginning of a little, you know, sore. You know, one of those little canker sores. Like, it starts like a pinprick. It's that small. And I took one of these lozenges they gave me. No lie. Gone. Gone. I was like, get out of here. Gone. So I haven't even gotten back to them because I'm still working on the other stuff because they have a liquid chemical you can take. And it's got some, they give you the write-up about it. It's all fancy dancer stuff. But I'm researching that too. I don't have a report on that. But the lozenges, oh Lord, they are amazing. So if you, I don't know if they do anything else inside of my body. You know, for all I know, you know, I don't know if it's good or bad. But what they do to those sores in your mouth, gone. Just freaking nature. So anyway, I'm hopeful that we can put something together because if the rest of it turns out to be anything close to that, woo, baby, little sweet. Anyway, they want to take your DNA, they want to put it in a national database, and a couple of states are trying to do this, and they're doing it under the guise of, well, look, if we have everybody's DNA and a crime is committed, then we will be able to know who did it. And I'm thinking, okay, well, sounds good in principle. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not going to go out and do anything crazy. But what about somebody that will set you up? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen those shows. What's that show with Ben Affleck and Rosa Mike? What's her name? Something Rosa Mike or Mike? Something. Anyway, she's a blondie that kills, ends up pretending she's dead and frames her husband and then kills an ex-boyfriend in order to make it look like she is. You got to see the show. But she did all kinds of stuff. She stole a lady's urine to pretend that she was the lady was pregnant so she could pretend that she was pregnant. I'm just saying, there's some diabolical people out there. So, look, I get it. But see, that's the way government is. They want to tell you it's for the greater good. But then, I want you to understand, once you put your DNA profile in the system, you then have an administration like Barack Obama, who says, you know what? We can do whatever we want with you, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, which we'll get into him in a bit. We can do whatever we want to do with you, Papadopoulos, Donald Trump. I mean, I want you to understand the level of framing, if you will, that's gone on with Donald Trump. And luckily for Trump, he doesn't go for it. Donald Trump said, he's still tweeting stuff like, y'all are a bunch of scam artists. Mother, you should be ashamed of yourself. I love it. I love that Donald Trump doesn't let up. When he gets in the State of the Union, he was miraculous. He was presidential. When he gets back on Twitter, he's like, I'm not going to say he's a bully because that would be the wrong word. He's bullying the bullies. They thought they were going to bully him, but he's bullying them back. But can you imagine if they had Donald Trump's DNA, I mean, in a database, what they would do? I mean, it's not like it's not that tough to get. But I'm just saying that the level of diabolical, you know, malfeasance that the left would pull if they could just go in there and go, okay, well, let's just put him at the scene of the crime. Donald Trump's like, I haven't been to Russia. I was working on a deal. I mean, oh, what is your DNA doing in the hotel room? You know? I don't know. What are your thoughts? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What people believe is, if one state does it, that's all it'll take, they will then up the, you know, they will say, okay, we need to have this, and if it's a Democrat president at some point in the future, those, it's for national security, and it'll be the mark of the beast. You know, if you're of a religious bent, you understand that. That's why people don't want to get that chip. They're like, oh, that's the mark of the beast. Now, if that's the mark of the beast, then what's the beast? That means the beast is government. That makes sense to me. The beast sounds like government. It's growing bigger and bigger. It does not want to lose. It's fighting tooth and nail. And, you know, it's life and death. It doesn't like common sense. I ran through a litany of things that this government wants to do that there's no way you would want it to do. You've never even asked it to do it. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An attorney for Jared Kushner says he obtained security clearance through the normal process with no pressure from anyone. The spokesman says the new reports do not change what was affirmed at the time. According to the New York Times, President Trump directly ordered his son-in-law be given top security clearance over the objections of intelligence officials. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem with having family in official positions, because... It's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
Vice President Mike Pence says there's a legitimate crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. At the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, Pence said the crisis worsens every day without a massive border wall.
That's why President Trump used his authority under the law to declare a national emergency on our southern border.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here in Huntsfield, Alabama, amazingly, they have started a gay chapter of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, hot like the dickens. As I was saying, Brian, we hate too, okay? But we do it a special way. We do it with compassion.
Good morning. I'm with the KKK.
We had a meeting, and we were talking, and we'd be more comfortable if you guys left the neighborhood. Have you considered going back to Africa?
Trump's. That's Trump's LGBT. What is it? LGBT? Have you considered going back to Africa? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. One of the funniest skits, gay KKK. And, of course, it, you know, this fits right in with what I want to talk about right now, because I want to talk about Donald Trump. And I want to stay on these gay issues because, as you guys know, Martina Navratilova, who, by the way, is anti-Trump, she got attacked because she actually said the transsexuals are dominating women's sports. And as I told you in that segment, there's a big rift between, there's no community in the left that doesn't have a huge rift. Not a little rift, a huge rift. Okay, so for example, the lesbians and the gays, the men versus the women. Trust me when I tell you, the women in the lesbian community don't like men. In fact, the most vitriolic of women are lesbians. You follow? But they pretend that they, oh, we're the LGBT. They're not fighting for each other. While they fight for their entire movement, you know who's going to suffer? The white men of the gay movement. At the end of the day, the women don't care that these men are effeminate, that they like, you know, having sex with other men. They're men. They don't like them. And they don't like, lesbians don't like bisexual women because they're like, you can't even make a choice. They're mad at them. Now they're mad at certain segments of the transsexual community. Then they're mad at the Qs because they're like, well, you're questioning. Well, what are you questioning? Well, I'm questioning everything. At this point, I have no idea what orifice I want you guys messing around with. It's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. So I would love to see gay KKK for Trump or something, just to see what reaction we would get from the left. But while we're on that subject, if you haven't noticed, on silly issues, President Trump attacks the left indirectly. For example, if you call him a racist, he does a few things that make you take pause. For example, one of the first things President Trump did when he became president was to meet with leaders of the black colleges and universities. All right? That had to really vex the leftists. He pledged more money than his black predecessor, Baby Black Jesus, to keep the HBCUs, these are the historically black colleges and universities, from going bankrupt. Then Trump went even further. He posthumously pardoned the first black heavyweight champion, Jack Johnson. The black president, Barack Obama, refused to do so. And here's why. Because Johnson, Jack Johnson, was said to have abused women that he was with. Yeah. Now, I will tell you, Barack Obama hangs out with women abusers, I mean, as long as is an elephant's trunk, all day long. He is in the black community hanging out with people who have beaten women, who have prostituted women, who talk about women as, you know, B's and H's. Well, B's and W-H's, you know what I'm saying? I know how to spell and that word. So he does this, but he doesn't want to posthumously pardon Jack Johnson because Jack Johnson was said to have abused women. For Trump, however, freeing a black man who had been imprisoned for marrying a white woman overshadowed the potential optics of whatever Jack Johnson's life was. Jack Johnson wasn't a murderer. Look, I don't know what he did to women, but here's what I do know. He was imprisoned because of the color of his skin and because he dare marry a black woman and take her across a state line. That's why he was imprisoned. Now, you can go back and look at all the other stuff if you want to get into the minutia. That was wrong then, it's wrong now, and there should be not even a question of he should be pardoned for that sin. We're not saying pardon him for all of his other crazy stuff that he might have done any more than we're asking for ourselves to be pardoned for any of the crazy things we may have done in our lives. The Democrats never want you to live something down that they deem necessary, that they deem is bad. So if I don't know much about Jack Johnson. If he did hit a woman, shame on him. You know, but let me tell you something. It has nothing to do with what his pardon would be about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Of course you do, because you're conservatives. Now, explain it. If you happen to be with a leftist, explain it to them, because they don't get it. In a real-life pardon, Donald Trump freed a black woman who was convicted of being a drug mule, and she was. Now, what he did was he says the punishment didn't fit the crime. This is exactly what black people are crying about all the time. The punishment doesn't fit the crime. And we've been having a miscarriage of justice and all these different things. And here Trump fixes two miscarriages of justice. But he's a racist, right? He appointed the first black female general in the Marine Corps. Now, I'll be honest with you. It's symbolic. I don't know how hardcore this sister is, but she ain't no devil dog. She's no Marine, because the Marines are the elite of the fighting forces. They consider themselves special forces in and of themselves. I'm not saying this woman is not qualified, but it was a politically correct move. But given that Donald Trump is a racist, why didn't he make it a white woman? He didn't do it. Trump's policies have employed more black folks than at any time in history. And to the surprise of Van Jones, going back to the criminal justice reform, Trump not only freed that one black woman, he said, I'm going to address criminal justice as a whole. And Van Jones commented that the only reason that monumental piece of legislation occurred was because of the tenacity of Donald Trump. I could go on and on and on. On and on and on to the break of dawn. Yeah, I could go on telling you of the exploits of Donald Trump as it pertains to black people, what he's accomplished in two short years as president of the United States, and yet people still want to call him a racist. But what Trump does, he doesn't address it. Now, what are they? Oh, it's because of, what was that place? Charlottesville. Charlottesville? He's a racist. Did you see what he said? That we need to hear both sides of the issue, that there are good people on both sides of this issue in Charlottesville of wanting to take statues down and not wanting to take statues down. But that's why they deem him racist. And what Trump says is, I'm not addressing that. I'll just do what I do. And he does the same thing when they tell us that he's a misogynist. He hates women. So Donald Trump just says, oh, hey, by the way, in case you want to do the statistics, I've made lots of women as executives, more women executives in my company than in the Fortune 500, blah, blah, blah. He appoints women to his cabinet. He gives them amazing jobs to do. He continues to elevate them within his administration. They start at a certain level and he takes them up even higher. But he doesn't address it directly. He's not going to come out and go, women are, you know, amazing people. And then he doesn't need to. And now he's gone and done something else. Yeah, see, he's made this move and it's got Democrats panicked. And for good reason, because the LGBTQ lobby may very well be more powerful than blacks. Particularly if you measure to outcome. That group made tremendous strides under America's first gay president, Barack Obama, and thus their devotion to the Democrats. That's why they see the Democrats as their savior. But the issues of the LGBT are not just a political talking point for President Trump. He's genuinely concerned about the rights of human beings not being based on their sexuality. And that's why when he sees an affront like this Jussie Smollett thing, although how long did it take me to get into this segment before I talked about Smollett? Oh, we're like almost 10 minutes. Okay, that's pretty good. Anyway, when he sees this type of thing, the president reacts. And he says, you know what, Jussie Smollett? You did a horrible thing. You not only denigrated blacks and gays, you denigrated Americans in general. Shame on you. Donald Trump doesn't, for him, protection of American citizens has nothing to do with your color. It has nothing to do with your gender. It has nothing to do with your sexuality. Nothing. If you are a citizen of this country and you are in good standing, and quite frankly, he doesn't even care if you're in good standing. That's just, I added that. Yeah, I'd like you to be in good standing. But Trump just wants to protect you. And let the chips fall where they may. So he came out with a piece of legislation. I'm going to get into it here in a second because we're going to run out of time in this segment. That has the left scared to death because they know he can co-opt the gays.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Matter of fact, California, not only did you vote that gays can't get married, on the same ballot, you also voted that the chickens that you're going to kill and eat have to live a better life before you kill them. So basically, you don't don't want your gays happy, but your chickens better be smiling before you make a sandwich out of them.
We are talking about Donald Trump making a mad, crazy move to bring the gays into the fold, the LGBT community into the conservative community. And here's what he did. They launched a global campaign to end the criminalization of homosexuality in dozens of nations where it is still illegal to be gay. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. Now, for those of us who are conservatives that think that these social issues are no big deal, let me just assuage whatever angst you may have and say that's not Trump endorsing gayety. That's Trump saying, look, I don't know what your sexuality is, but here's what I do know. You shouldn't be tossed off of buildings in the Middle East because of your sexuality. You shouldn't be allowed to have human rights in some other country, parts of Africa, because of your sexuality. Gay people are in every culture. There's nobody is immune to gay. And no matter what you may think about it, we have to remind ourselves that we are human beings first. And we have our strange proclivities. And they all don't have to do with sex. Sex just happens to be a taboo subject. Maybe it's tattoos. Don't you think it's weird when somebody puts tattoos on their face? Well, what if you were tossed off of a building because of that? I mean, I know it, it's not the same equivalency, but you get what I'm saying. Now, the problem with the gay community is it has an agenda. Not the average gay person, but the fringe group says, let's destroy Christianity. We want to get married. No, you can't get married. That's a biblical thing. That's not a government thing. You can go do something else, but you can't get married. You can get into a legal contract. I don't care. So you get into, they want to test us. They want to test our religion because they want to make sure that you understand that they put themselves, the way that they have sex, above you and your traditions of religion. That's our problem with them. But outside of that, most of us wouldn't care. You either know somebody gay or bisexual or transsexual. You may know these people and not even know it. You get along with them fine. And I could go on. It's ridiculous that we put so much energy into this. And here's what Trump is doing. He's saying, you know what? I'm not putting any more energy into it. I'll tell you right now, they're human beings. And for the record, gays, the LGBT community, you'll be better served when you finally wake up and say, you know what? We're humans. It's not about our sexuality. It's about just common decency. And we know what they'll find? There's more common decency in the pinky of a conservative than there is in the entire body of a leftist. And you know who's leading the cause for this in the Trump administration? A guy named Richard Grenell, who is the U.S. ambassador to Germany. And Richard is an amazing guy. I've met Richard. He is gay, by the way. Yeah, I've met him. Of every ambassador, I'm telling you, I've looked at these ambassadors, and Nikki Haley did a good job. Richard Grenell has done, he's involved. Anyway, they say this, they kicked it off. The U.S. Embassy is flying the LGBT activists from across Europe for a strategy dinner. They're going to talk about the outlaw of homosexuality, mostly in the Middle East, Africa, and the Caribbean. I want you to understand, it is people of color who most dislike the lifestyle of the homosexual. Says a U.S. official, it's concerning that in the 21st century, some 70 countries continue to have laws that criminalize the LGBT status. A Trump appointee is leading the cause for this, a gay man, backed by the most powerful person in the world. Forget world peace, folks. If Trump, by way of Ambassador Grenell, can change the hearts and minds of Islamists, what would this world become? Understand, folks, that while Middle Eastern countries outlaw homosexuality, they practice it in a variety of ways. In fact, the rape of young boys is rampant in those countries. So I'm curious as to how Iran is going to handle this, because their former president, Ahmadinejad, he declared that Iran has no homosexuals. But you know the bigger issue? Stateside. It's startling. Imagine if America's LGBT community learns that Trump has given them their humanity back. No longer must they defend their freaky sex practices. They could simply be judged by the content of their character. I wish Richard Grenell nothing but success here. He's effective. His wish for the gay community is not malicious as the wishes of leftist gays tend to be. Grenell only wants to humanize a group of people who've been treated inhumanely, including by some of us. And the fact that President Trump is going to help him lead the charge should make all Americans proud, and it should make leftist Americans as scared as hell. The black vote is coming. It's being led by people like me who fight daily to wake up the masses. And though the gay vote may be small, it's raucous. And I want you to understand the ramifications if Democrats lose the black vote and they lose the gay vote. These are the two biggest complainers in the United States. What happens if they lose those two people's voices, those two groups' voices? So I say to Jussie Smollett, take that. While he's up there faking a hate crime, saying, I'm black and I'm gay and Donald Trump hurt, he's mad at me. Donald Trump is trying to improve how gay people are perceived around the world, and he's doing it in countries where it's black folks, people of color, that hate the Jussie Smollett of the world. It's not us. It's not Christian society that hates them. Do we see it as a sin? Yeah, big deal. Deal with it. Everybody you look at is a sinner. Just because you get called out for your sin doesn't make, oh, you're calling me out for my sin. No, we call Jussie Smollett out for a bigger sin than his gayness, and that is he's a lying scumbag. How about that? But here's what's really going to blow your mind. Out Magazine, a pro-LGBT news publication that doubles as a gay advocacy platform, published a piece recently claiming, get this, it is racist for the Trump administration to pressure nations like Iran to decriminalize homosexuality. Now, I just want to let that sink in for just a few seconds, that a pro-LGBT magazine called Out, okay, is mad. They're calling Trump a racist because he dare call out the countries of color who are oppressing gays. Yep. These are people, regimes, that jail and kill people for being homosexuals. And they're mad at Donald Trump for the very piece of legislation, the very thing that I just described. A man who says, I want you to have your humanity back. They hate Donald Trump to such a degree that they don't want to help save the lives of their fellow sexual deviant brothers and sisters. And I don't say that in a bad way. It is. If I were talking about killers, I'd be saying that these societal deviants. That's what it is. You can't make it up, though. Here's what Matthew Rodriguez of Out Magazine wrote. Trump's plan to decriminalize homosexuality is an old racist tactic. Yeah. It's an old racist tactic. This is a homosexual Latino who's mad at Donald Trump for saying, hey, world, wake up and do the right thing. By the way, let me ask you, what spokesperson would you rather have doing this? First of all, Barack Obama didn't do it. But let's say you have a choice. You could choose Barack Obama to lead the charge on this, or you could choose Donald Trump to lead the charge on it. Who do you choose? Now, I'm going to answer for me. No matter what the leading of the charge is, except getting black people to act stupid, I would choose Donald Trump every time. Outside of that, if it was, can you get some black people to act stupid, I would choose Barack Obama. But anything other than that, give me Trump. So the gay lobby has Donald Trump as their spokesperson with a gay man, Richard Grenell, one of the most accomplished people I've ever met, leading the charge. And they are so vitriolic against Donald Trump, so anti-Trump, so Jussie Smollett, that they would dare say he's being racist in trying to help save lives. Let that sink in a little bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.